further ado, I'm going to welcome up George Lair. As I welcome him up, I had the opportunity earlier this summer, late summer, early fall, to spend 3 hours trapped in a car with George Lair as we went down for a fishing trip.
Bless you, my son.
And I tell you, I'd heard a lot about George Lair over the years, but never really had an opportunity to really spend some time with George, listen to some of his stories, learn about his faith journey, and share with him some about myself. This man is a man of God, and it's a blessing to have him up here this morning, to have him in our church. If you haven't met George, if you haven't had the opportunity to speak with him, highly recommend grabbing him and just learning a bit about him. He's a great man, and I thank the Lord for the opportunity for him to speak and for him just being here with us in base camp. And if you would just bow your heads over and pray for him here this morning. Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you, not just for this opportunity to gather here this morning, but for placing a man like George Lair in our midst, a man that you have walked alongside his entire life, a man that you have poured into and enabled him to pour into others, Lord. And this morning, as he walks us through the chapter on assignment, Lord, I just pray that you'd be with him, guide and direct him. I know he's prepared for this morning, Lord, and so just pray that you give him peace and comfort and enable him to speak the words that you so want us to hear this morning. We give thanks to you and praise your name. Amen.
Morning, gentlemen. Before I forget, there's a bunch of these books. I don't know if everybody picked one up this past weekend, but this is the 50th anniversary, and there are a bunch of them. If you go out in the lobby area, take a left as you would go out the door like you're going out, there's a table on the right-hand side, a couple hundred of these out there. So if you didn't get one, please pick it up. By the way, how many of you guys came to this weekend's events, this past weekend's events? Awesome, awesome. Let's get into assignments. All right, guys, it's not working. Can I ask you to go to the first slide, please? See, I need IT help.
It seems to be working. Okay. It's back.
And I use the button on the right?
Push that button right there.
Yeah, got it. Assignments. Harry, are you here from last week? Did a great job. Did a fabulous job last week. Thank you. Assignments. You know, last week we discussed the topic of who am I? And we talked about our identity, but this week we're going to talk about God's given assignments. What is God's given assignment? The answer is a God-given assignment is anyone God has entrusted to you and anything God has called you to do. How do you know what your assignments are? Let's look at the four domains we have up here: the church, the family, work, and the flesh. And looking at the above domains, I want you to just take a piece of paper you got right there at your table and a pen, and we're just going to pause for a minute, and I want you to write down, just name the top three assignments you think God has given you. I'm going to give you a minute to do that. And by the way, the reason I'm having you do this is I want you to put it in your life to do this every week, to sit down, because your assignments will change over time. Okay, I want you to prioritize those assignments as to what's the top one of the three you gave, what's second, and what's third. But remember, priorities during your life can change. And I'm going to give you, one of the things Jack Laws asked those of us to teach is to use examples from our life, how our priorities in life change. And I'm going to share the first one with you now. Back in 2020, I was an elder at the church. And my wife, Leslie, had numerous illnesses. She had pulmonary fibrosis, which was the terminal illness that finally took her home to Christ back in early July. I was with her one morning and almost witnessed her dying right in front of me as she was choking on her food. And I had an elder meeting that day also. Wound up going, but when I came home, I started really thinking about it. And I finally got a hold of Marty and said, Marty, I'm going to have to step down as an elder. I said, Leslie's health comes first. And he was 100% behind me. Someday you guys may experience that same type of situation in your life, that you're going to have to change that priority. What's the most important thing in your life? And the other thing is, are any of the God-given assignments suffering due to your lack of attention? And I highly qualify for that also. I'll give you an example. When I was younger, I had three young kids. I have two boys and a girl. Adam's the oldest. My daughter, Ashley, was 2 years behind him. And my youngest son, Ethan. The two boys, boy, could I relate with them. They were involved in sports. I love sports. I coached their baseball teams. I coached their soccer teams. I coached their basketball teams. Heavily involved. And I can remember my daughter, she was right around, I'd say, 12 years old. And I picked her up from school, bring her home. We got home. She was crying. And I said, Ashley, what's wrong? She says, Dad, you spend so much time with Adam and Ethan, and you spend almost no time with me. Hit me right in the heart. What do you do in a situation like that? Prayed about it. Basketball was coming up. She wanted to play basketball. I went up there. She signed up for basketball, and I saw a little thing says, coaches, we need coaches. I said, I'm going to coach. So I signed up for coaching, and it was kind of funny how that all worked out. You know, I'm the kind of guy that if we're going to participate in a sport, I don't want to come in last. I'm sort of an A-type personality, kind of aggressive. Tom knows that. He knows my son. But I sat with Ashley and I said, okay, Ashley, I'm going to go to tryouts. And, you know, and I had my list of the girls that I was going to pick when my turn came around to pick. And she looked at the list. She goes, Dad, I've got four girls that I really want to have on the basketball team. I said, okay, Ash, I'll do that. We didn't win very many games that year, okay? But my daughter had a fabulous time. And that was the beginning of a strengthening of a relationship between my daughter and I that has grown over the years. Since Leslie went home, all three kids, they call me every day. Sometimes, like Ethan and Adam, they call me more than once a day. In fact, my youngest son, who lives a little over an hour away from here, he comes and sees me almost every single day on his way to work. But that was an assignment that I failed on. And I want you to take a look at your life when you make your list out and look to see, is there an assignment that you're subconsciously or deliberately avoiding? That's a tough one. You know, just the opposite of this assignment, and I'm going to share another family issue. After Leslie passed, it was about 2-3 weeks in mid-July, and my oldest son, Adam, he's single, lives out in St. Louis. He calls me on the phone. He says, Dad, he says, God's laid something on my heart. And he says, I need to talk to you about it. I said, what's that, son? He goes, well, I saw how you treated Mom over the last 5 years as her health kept going down and down and down. And he said, you don't have anybody at home to take care of you. He said, I want to come home. And I said, Adam, if that's what you want to do, I said, we'll search and get you a job and get you all taken care of. And then I ran into Scotty Davis, and Scotty says, give me his resume. I think Scotty's a headhunter. Am I right on that, Scotty? Am I right on that? Sort of? Scotty says, give me his resume. He says, I'll help him get a job. I said, all right. Thanks a lot. So, you know, I just wanted to share that because these are instances in our lives that occur. And, you know, when you deal with your assignments, I don't know about you, but sometimes you feel like I'm inadequate at doing this. You know, this is a difficult task. Usually, you know, the fact that you feel inadequate, consider that a blessing from God. He doesn't want you to accomplish his assignments relying on yourself. He wants to drive you to Christ and rely on him. I'll give you an example of that also. In 1994, Major League Baseball went on strike. And my 12-year-old son, Ethan, at that time, I was been coaching their team. And I started with these kids when they were 9 years old. And now they were 12. Every summer, we had our team. We went around, traveled all over the place, played teams. And we went to the Little League World Series. And all along the way, before every single game, I get the kids and I say, come on, we're going to pray before we go out in the field. Never prayed once that we would win. Always prayed for the safety of the kids. Always prayed that the team, that God would bless the team that played the game the way it was meant to be played. And that if they executed the best during the game, that that team would win the game. And it was amazing. Because when we got to Williamsport, everything changed. I mean, baseball, Little League Baseball was a big deal in 1994. It was being televised. And I can remember they were rushing us. It was the first game we were playing, rushing us, trying to get out on the field. And the TV people saying, you got to get your kids on the field right now. Come on, get a move, get a move. And I said, okay, guys, they want you out on the field. Let's go. And Mark Andrews, our left fielder, he says, Mr. Lair, we can't go on the field yet. I said, what? He goes, we haven't prayed. It was amazing. Instilling that in the kids on the team was a God-given assignment. God hasn't given you enough time to do everything he's called you to do and 1,000 other things that you want to do. But he has given you enough time to do the things that he wants you to do. And he will also give you everything you need to accomplish what he has given you to do. And in that case, you know, your job is to complete your daily assignment. Being fully engaged with God's assignments, don't engage someone to be on your, you know, my son points this out to me. He says, Dad, I'm talking to you. Get off your cell phone. Okay? But when you go home at night, do you pick up your computer, get on your computer, or are you on your cell phone? The conversation you have with your wife and your kids, are you maintaining eye contact with them, fully engaged with them? You're missing something really big in life if you don't do that. I know it's going to cause myself, I speak first. You got to realize that you need to engage people when you talk with them. You know, don't go to be with them and then just sit on your cell phone the whole time you're talking to them. Engage with them. You would be amazed how that has an impact, especially on your kids. I also would say it also is significant impact on your wife. You know, that's a blessing God has given you. In my mind, your wife is your number one assignment. Don't let her down. Don't let yourself down. So, be fully engaged with God's assignments. Don't be engaged with someone, like I said, on your cell phone and all. And how confident are you in accomplishing your assigned tasks? It should drive you to Christ, who is capable of doing all things through you. And that reminds me of Philippians 4:13. Does anybody recall what that says? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That includes all things. That when you remember that verse, you have a tough task and you're wondering, what am I going to do? I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. There are going to be situations in your life that pop up. And the one thing that always comes to my mind when this happens is I say, what would Christ do in this situation? If you put him first in that aspect of seeking his guidance, say, what would the Lord do in this situation that I'm facing right now? You're going to bless him, and he will bless you. I've got a bunch of questions up here, but I want to close in saying, assignments is really an important thing in your life, guys. That's why I say every week you should sit down. God will change your assignments from time to time. And if you seek his guidance and his wisdom, he'll lead you in the right path. And I just want to close with a short prayer for everyone that's in this room and those that are listening online. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity to share assignments. I ask, Father, your blessing on the men that are here. I ask that you would touch their hearts, cause them to sit down and write down their assignments that they think are from you and what you want them to do. And I know, Father, you will change their assignments based on situations. And may they perceive those changes and take them head on, knowing that they can do all things through your Son who strengthens them. I ask these things, Father, in your Son's name. Amen. Oh, let me put that. Thank you.